good work that the American Cancer Society does in our own backyard doesn't stop for COVID-19 when it comes to caring for their guests and certainly their community. Let's talk about a very unique campaign that's a very necessary campaign. I think it's called Researchers, with the emphasis on H-E-R-S. Let's bring you into the conversation, Susan Brogger, Senior Manager of Community Development with the American Cancer Society. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having us on today.
Yes, the Researchers campaign?
You got it. Yes, Researchers, Women Fighting Cancer is the whole title of the campaign. And we are very excited to be in our second year of this campaign in our West Michigan area. It really puts the emphasis on girl power and the fight against cancer, and we're excited to tell you about it.
Okay, here we go. We know that women make invaluable contributions to cancer research, yet, my notes tell me consistently underrepresented in research leadership. Tell me about the campaign.
Yeah, so the campaign really reaches out to women leaders in our community. So we are seeking a total of 30 leaders in the West Michigan area to help us raise funds to fund women researchers in the cancer fighting field. So all of the funds raised will be restricted to female-led cancer research. We just ask a few things of these women leaders who sign up to be an ambassador with us. The campaign runs, typically it runs through May, but in the current circumstances, we've decided to have it run May and June. So we are running this campaign starting May 1, and it'll end June 30th. And we are asking these women leaders to raise $2,500 to help fund this female-led cancer research. Just a couple other easy things we ask them to do as part of our campaign, which is just spread the word to increase the awareness for this program to their network and their peers. We also ask them to encourage women to join them in the fight. Maybe a particular person who's an ambassador has a great friend who knows that they would also be a great contributor to this. So spread the word. But also, we ask them to wear a lapel pin every day to help spark conversation around this campaign, and that'll thereby help spread the word as well. So we're very excited to kick this off. There will be a virtual launch on May 1st online, so more to come on that as far as details go. But we're looking forward to the entire community coming together with us for this.
Susan, how did you come up with the minimum of $2,500?
Yeah, so we sort of based it off of a really great campaign that we run in the fall, which is sort of the flip side to this. In the fall, we have an amazing campaign called Real Men Wear Pink, where men sort of band together and support the individuals in their life who have been affected by breast cancer. So Real Men Wear Pink is a campaign where men raise $2,500 or more to help fight breast cancer. And so it was a very successful campaign and still is. So $2,500 feels like a not only an attainable amount, but still an amount that can help make an impact. So $2,500 just seemed like it was an amount that when we put the quantity of ambassadors together, we can really make an impact statewide with that, yet a goal everybody can hit and still really feel like they're contributing.
Talking about bringing together Researchers, that's H-E-R-S at the end, bringing together the community's most influential female leaders to raise funds to fuel the work of women scientists. Susan, where do the dollars go? Do they go to West Michigan scientists?
So this is a statewide campaign, and so we do have scientists at University of Michigan. We have scientists at Wayne State who we've funded. But in addition, we do also have some local recipients of our American Cancer Society grants. In fact, in 2019, we had funded a Van Andel Institute female researcher. She researched colorectal cancer, and she has actually signed up to be one of our ambassadors this year. So having been the recipient of American Cancer Society funds right here in our backyard, she felt very compelled to step up and help fund that next female researcher, and it may very well be right here in West Michigan. So we truly take a look at funding the best science, and once a grant request is submitted, if, you know, then we have a selection committee to choose who that grant goes to. But yes, in some cases, it is right here in our backyard.
For that, what else is happening when it comes to how we can help the American Cancer Society?
Absolutely. We know that people are still being diagnosed with cancer every single day. And as part of someone's cancer journey comes an immune system that is very compromised. So we do recognize that what is going on right now, the effects are going to be lasting even after months to come. So we are asking everyone to please remember the cancer patients during this time. They need us more than ever right now. So if there is a local event near you, please know that those events are still going on. Relay for Life of Rockford, Relay for Life of Sparta, all the way down to the Kalamazoo area. We do still have events. They are not going away. They will either be virtual or they are going to be postponed to a later date. So please go to cancer.org. You can search for an event near you. You can simply make a donation online, or you can take a look at acsresearchhers.org/Michigan and find out if being an ambassador is right for you, and you can help support the next cancer breakthrough.
Great. How do we find out more information on stepping up to the plate and hitting a home run, Susan Brauger?
Yeah, so you are going to be able to do that one of two ways. You can either visit our researchers' website, which again, that is acsresearchhers.org/Michigan, or you can go to cancer.org and you can contact us that way. You can also call 1-800-227-2345, and they can get you connected to the very best resource near you and the best way that you can help make an impact.
Thank you, Susan. Take care.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a great day.